Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
John, Genesis 4 says this, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." The Bible said in verse number 6, "And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which both openeth her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from the land." Now, you don't have to turn with me, but I want to read you a verse in 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 12. The Bible said this in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 12, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, but his brother's righteous." His own works were evil, but his brother righteous. And I want to talk to you about Cain for just a little while this morning and some things that Cain substituted. Father, I love you today, and I pray over the next few minutes, Lord, that you'd help us as we preach today. I pray, God, that your divine will would be done. Lord, I pray that if there's any here lost, that you would save them. God, I pray, Lord, that you would bring back thy remembrance, the things that we've studied, God. Lord, I pray that we would preach directly from you today. God, help us not to share our opinions or our thoughts of the Scriptures, but God, may we rightly divide it according to you. God, I pray, Lord, that your will and way would be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. Again, I want to look here for just a little while at the life of Cain this morning and talk to you about some things that Cain substituted. Cain was no atheist. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? Cain was not someone that didn't believe in God, and Cain was not someone that had not heard about God. He believed in God and had no doubt that there was a God. The trouble with Cain was that he had his own ideas about God and about how God should be approached. He had his own quote-unquote religion today. Matter of fact, if you was to study the life of Cain and you look at him today in context, I believe that we could truly say this, that Cain was the creator of religion. Cain decided that he wanted to do things the way he wanted to do it. God had made things clear to Adam and Eve. He was to be approached on his own terms or not at all. When Adam and Eve appeared before him in the fig leaves of their own righteousness, their own efforts to cover their own nakedness and guilt, God made it clear to them that day that their works were in vain and their works could never pay for the sin that they had done. Sin was so radical an offense against God that it could only be atoned for, and the payment could only be that of blood. God had taken a living creature, shed its blood, taken the skin of the innocent animal, and Adam and Eve was made, the animal was made a substitute in Adam and Eve's place. In other words, Adam and Eve said, hey, we know we've done wrong, but we're going to approach God on our own terms. God said to Adam and Eve, you're not going to approach me on your own terms. You will approach me the way that I said, or you will not approach me at all. In other words, that day, God was establishing with Adam and Eve that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I believe Cain knew what was right. Cain was a religious man, but he had no use for a plan of salvation that proclaimed his religion to be false and the blood to be the absolute payment for sin. So what did Cain substitute? Can I show you a couple things today, and maybe we can learn from it? Number one, I would say this. Cain substituted reason for revelation. Reason for revelation. Human reasoning powers are very remarkable. Man's ability to think, to solve problems, and to achieve intellectual heights is evident that man was made in the image and in the likeness of God. Listen to this. Since the fall, man's reasoning powers are often flawed. In other words, we don't think like God thinks, and we don't act like God acts. Our thoughts are His, not His thoughts. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. And if we're not careful, we will allow human reasoning to step in the place of revelation. Can I just say this to you today? What is the revelation? It is the Word of God today. It's God's Word. You know what? It really doesn't matter what I think about how I get to heaven. What matters is what the Bible says. Amen? You say, well, my way's the right way. If it's based off the Word of God, it's the right way. But if it's not based off the Word of God, it's not the right way. Human reasoning can fail us. Human reasoning can fail us. I read this. One said this, two doctors examine a puzzling case. They study the same symptoms, read the same case history, and resort to the same medical text. But they come up with two opposite remedies. One doctor says, clearly a case of appendicitis. Another doctor says, no, it's ulcerative colitis. So to the poor patient, they end up, I like this word, practicing on the patient. Why? Because human reasoning can come up with different things. What did Cain do that day? His human reasoning was this. I've done good works. I've tilled the ground. I've done everything that I can do, so God will accept that. Can I just put it this way? His reasoning was this. I go to Sunday school. I treat my neighbor right. I'm not mean to no one. I'm polite. So human reasoning is I'll be all right when I stand before God. But revelation is this. There's none good, no, not one. And the only way that we get to Calvary is through the blood, or to heaven is through the blood of Calvary today. He substituted reasoning for revelation. Reasoning for revelation. If you're not careful today, you'll try to reason your way into heaven. You'll try your best to reason. You know what? There's some smart people in this room. If you don't believe me, just ask them. There's some smart people in this room. There really is. I think about businessmen that's sitting here today that is very smart in that. And I think about different ones in the field that you work in. And, man, you're extremely intelligent in that. But, hey, hear me and hear me well. Our human reasoning will let us down. We cannot substitute reasoning for revelation today. Why did Cain end up dying, lost in his sin? Because he substituted reasoning for revelation. Watch this, number two. He substituted beauty for blood. Beauty for blood. All throughout the Bible, all throughout the Word of God, from Genesis on, from Genesis 3 on, there is a crimson line that deals with the blood, and that's the only way there is to heaven. The Bible said this, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The Bible said this, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The Bible said this, we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. The Bible said this in Revelation, they overcame him. What? By the blood of the Lamb. All throughout the Bible, if we're going to approach God, it's through blood. That's the way it is. One asked me this one time, why did God make the Bible such a bloody book? I don't know, but he did. And if I'm going to heaven, I wish somebody would hear the preacher this morning, I'm going through the blood or I'm not going today. He substituted beauty for blood. Let me illustrate it to you this morning. Look at Cain's altar in Genesis chapter number 4. Let's take a minute and look at that. It's beautiful. He has it piled high with fruits and vegetables. It's decked with flowers and ferns, fragrant with spices and herbs. It is ablaze with color. Cain stands back and to admire it and maybe says something like this there. That is an attractive offering. God is sure to be well pleased with it. Now, let's take a minute and look at Abel's altar. It looks like shambles, a slaughterhouse. There's blood everywhere. A lamb has been killed, its skin removed. It has been divided into parts. The altar is red with blood and blackened by fire. The coals still glow. Wisps of smoke still ascend into the air. Abel stoops down to gather up the ashes. He lifts up a tear-stained face to heaven, and he cries, "Oh God, what a price to be paid for my sin! The fire has done its work. Thus the Lord has respect unto Abel's offering, but unto Cain's offering he has no respect. Why? Because he substituted what looked good in his eyes for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." You see, what you're doing today may look good in your eyes, but if it don't line up with the blood of Jesus Christ, number one, he substituted reason for revelation. Number two, he substituted beauty for blood. But can I say this to you, number three? I'm moving quick this morning. What did he substitute? Here's what he substituted. He substituted trying for trusting. Trying for trusting. God's sacrifice or God's salvation is based on the simple principle of faith. What did the Bible say in Hebrews? He said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. What is our whole salvation, our whole walk with God, our whole relationship with the Lord, what is every bit of it based off of? It's based off of trust today. It's based off of faith today. Having a faith in Him. You know what Cain tried to do? He substituted trying his works against trusting God's plan. Trusting God's plan. Trying today. You know what? Matter of fact, I've even asked this question before and had this answer. Hey, are you on your way to heaven? Well, I'm trying to be. What do you mean you're trying to be? I'm not trying to be on my way to heaven, Brother Corey. I'm on my way to heaven. Let me tell you the reason why. Because I trusted in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was revealed to me through His book. That's the way it is today. A work salvation started, listen to me, with Cain. A work salvation is not something new. People trying to work their way into heaven, people trying to work to be accepted by God is not something new. It all started in Genesis chapter number 4. It all started with Cain, and he substituted trying for trusting. I like the song that says, I can trust Jesus. When it's all said and done and the smoke is settled and the dust is cleared, it all comes back to faith. It all comes back to trusting Him. And it's not just, I can't remember who I heard preaching the other night say this, it's not just trusting on Him, It's trusting in him. The devil believed and trembled, but he didn't put his belief in him. They used this illustration, and I can't remember who it was, man. My mind just leaves me now. But they used the illustration of a chair. And they set that chair, and they said, you know what, you can look at that chair, you can walk around that chair, you can say, I believe on that chair, I believe that chair will hold me up, but until you sit down in it, you've not put your faith in it. You can believe there is a God. You can walk around God and adore God. But until you truly believe in him, not on him, but in him. Cain, what did he do? He substituted trying for trusting. Trying for trusting. I've come to this conclusion. If I die and go to hell, the Bible's wrong. Blood of Christ is insufficient. And we've been told a lie through the Bible. But hear me and hear me well. It's not wrong. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient. And if you go to heaven, you're going to go trusting in him. Number four this morning, we'll go eat. I see Cain substituted reasoning for revelation. Beauty for blood. Trying for trusting. But watch this. Cain substituted feelings for facts. Feelings for facts. Cain felt justified in what he had did. He felt he should be accepted by God. He felt saved. He felt as good as, if not better than, Abel. He had good feelings about his altar and offering. He came away well pleased with himself. That is the deadly thing about a false religion. Many people today, they feel good because they go to church Sunday morning. They feel good because the offering plate passed by and they dropped $10 in it. They feel good because maybe this is the giving time. And you know what? A lot of people's emotions gets ramped up. And boy, they give to help somebody and they feel good about that. Hear me and hear me well. We are not saved on feelings today. I am saved on facts today. And the fact is this. The Word of God said, you'll be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll trust that or you'll die and go to hell. That's the fact. And you know what he done? He substituted reason, beauty, trying, and feelings for revelation, blood, trusting, and facts. And the fact is this, Jesus loves you, and Jesus will save you. But he said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, did you catch that? No man, not Cain or anyone else, no man will ever make it to heaven but by him. It's all through him. He said, I am the door. I am the door. You said, preacher, what are you trying to say today? Here's what I'm trying to say. Don't get caught up, Miss Tanya, if you'll come start playing softly, in a quote-unquote false religion and use your reason, your beauty. Well, I've done this or I've done that or I'm trying to do this or I'm trying to do that or, boy, I gave and, boy, I feel good about that. I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter if you're saved or lost. When you heard them ladies sing a while ago, that made you feel good. And tell you the reason why. Number one, because God was on them. But number two, because you're human and you've got feelings and they blowed it out of the ballpark, man. Their timing was right. Their harmony was right. The musicians was right. You know what it done? It sparked an emotion inside of you. But I'm not saved off the way I felt while they were singing. Because some days I wake up and I just don't feel saved. There's sometimes things happen in my life and I promise you I don't act saved. But it does not change the fact. It does not change the fact that I trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ that was revealed to me through the preached word of God, and I'm saved. That my feelings does not change the facts. He substituted his feelings for facts. I want to ask you this question, and we're going home. Are you saved today? Are you substituting your reasoning for what the Bible really says? Are you substituting beauty for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you substituting your efforts, your trying for trusting? Are you substituting your feelings what the facts really are? The answer is yes, there's a God that loves you today. And the fact is this, He'll save you today. He'll change your life today. He'll give you a new life in Him.